Hello and welcome to our new University of Lincoln Student Wellbeing podcast. I'm Tom.
And I'm Beck. This podcast will be looking at a variety of topics over the coming months.
Today's show looks at something that many students have to deal with at some point in their university lives, exams.
Students and academics put a lot of emphasis on performing well in exams, and most people do, no matter how confident and prepared they seem, are likely to be stressed about them. The famous boxer Muhammad Ali once said,
"The fight is won or lost far away from the witnesses, behind the lines, in the gym, and out there on the road, long before I dance under those lights."
So, preparing practical strategies and techniques to help you manage stress are great ways of making sure you can perform at your best.
Stress can affect us in many ways. Our thoughts may race. We may feel we can't cope, that we don't know where to start.
Our emotions may change. We may find ourselves becoming more angry, irritable, and worried, anxious, or hopeless.
We can experience physical responses, headaches, muscle tension and pain, dizziness, and a racing heart.
Even our behaviours may change. We might struggle to sleep, have trouble concentrating, find ourselves becoming forgetful, short-tempered, or have a change in appetite.
Nah, thanks, I'm not hungry.
Sometimes stress can be helpful. It can help to motivate and energise us, but excessive levels of stress can lead to difficulties. Exam stress should come and go, but if you feel it's starting to have a negative effect on your life, that's when you need to make your way to the Student Wellbeing Centre to come see our friendly team.
If you'd like to try some self-help, there are lots of things we can do to help ourselves prepare for exams to minimise the impact of stress on our performance. First, try to be aware of any unhelpful thinking patterns you may have. Negative thoughts can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. We tell ourselves we can't do something, and if we think it often enough, we end up believing it, and then we don't do it. Try and focus on your successes. Remember any positive feedback you've received from tutors. Think about things you're good at or strong in. Remember, you are good enough. You got a place at university after all.
There are some practical things you can do to help prepare for your exams and reduce the stress that you feel. So grab a pen. You might want to write these down.
Okay, here we go. Make sure you have a structured study routine and break down your work and revision over the time that you have. Set mini deadlines and goals so you can see your progress.
Organise your work and notes in a way that can help you remember. Talk out loud and explain to other people. Create pictures, diagrams, mind maps. Use colours and highlighters for important points. Make lists, reread information, self-testing using flashcards, whatever works for you.
Look at past papers. Check the course syllabus so you're clear what is going to be assessed.
Plan some spare time in your schedule in case unexpected things crop up.
Try to keep notes organised so that you can revise effectively from them.
Decide what definitely needs doing and what you would like to get done.
Talk to your tutors as soon as possible about any concerns you may have.
Sleep. Make sure that you get plenty of rest, eat well and regularly, and try to take some exercise. A short walk can help.
No all-nighters. Avoid caffeine and energy drinks.
Schedule in free time and make sure you use it to do something unrelated to your studies.
Spend time with friends and talk about things other than your studies. If you do end up talking about exams, make sure that you're only talking positively.
Think about your use of social media when revising. Social media can lead to comparisons of your peers. Just as it's not helpful to hear people talking about how they've done 17 hours revision over the past day, it won't be helpful to see it mentioned on social media too.
The exam itself can be particularly stressful, and it's important to stay as calm as possible and remember to breathe.
Here are our top tips for exam preparation.
Turn over your exam papers, please.
Read the exam paper fully and make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you check both sides of the paper. Carefully check instructions, and if you have a choice, choose questions which play to your strengths and that you know you can answer well.
Look at how many marks are allocated to each question and divide your time up accordingly. Try to stick to this schedule so you don't run out of time later for questions. Write a brief plan to help you answer each question using bullet points or mind mapping. Leave gaps on the page for each answer in case you want to add information later.
Relaxation techniques can help you if you feel stressed or anxious during the exam. Things like breathing exercises, muscle tensing and releasing, visualization techniques, or repeating affirmations can all help.
You have 5 minutes left.
Change position, stretch, take a drink of water, have a minute or so's break.
If you're stuck, keep writing and mind mapping. Look for the links.
When you're writing your answer, keep revisiting the question to make sure you're still on track.
Write pens down.
We started with a quote from Muhammad Ali. We want to finish with some further advice of his.
I never thought of losing, but now that it has happened, the only thing is to do it right. That's my obligation to all of the people who believed in me. We all have to take defeats in life.
Life being what it is, things don't always go to plan or work out the way we want them to. In regards to exams, it's always helpful to remember that your worth as a person is not tied up in your results. If things don't go to plan, there are always other opportunities.
Exams aren't everything. Whatever happens with your exams, pass or fail, you can still be successful in your studies and your life. Be kind to yourself.
And last but not least, good luck with your exams from everyone at the Student Wellbeing Centre.
Information given today can be found on our website, where you will also find our contact details and drop-in times. If you have any worries, questions or concerns, please come and see us and have a chat with one of our advisors. Keep listening out for more shows or check out our back catalogue online.
Many thanks to our voice actors Zoe and Rachel.